Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Deering. Today, I'm joined by Lavelle Windsor, farm analyst with K-State, and Robin Reed, an extension farm economist. They're joining us to talk about finances on the farm, an online class designed to enhance farm management skills. Lavelle, Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Lavelle, start with you today. Can you kind of give us an overview of what's covered in finances in the farm and how valuable the course is with the current state of the farm economy?
Yeah, so this is an online class that people can use to enhance their farm management skills. And really, some of this is very basics. But we go into in this course a lot of the things that lenders are looking for and try to provide producers with tools that they can use their financial records and their statements as management tools on their own farm to help them to make better decisions, which is extremely important in the difficultness that we're going into in the ag economy.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that, you know, specifically what this course goes through. We really focus on good record keeping as the foundation for everything that we do in farm financial management, but using those records and turning them into a balance sheet, an income statement, doing some enterprise budgeting, and then finally cash flow, and really using those records to develop those statements, doing performance analysis and benchmarking. And then, as Lavelle said, using those statements to make management decisions on your farm. And as we're entering or have been in some tougher financial times for farm families across Kansas, I think this is going to be very critical moving forward.
Robin, sticking with you, I know last year some of these modules were updated and you re-recorded some of them. Is there anything new in this upcoming year?
Yeah, so this class itself is not new. We've had it since 2021. And since then, we've had 285 participants go through the class. And I'll just emphasize, this is a class designed by K-State, but for producers. So it's not an academic class in the sense that you're going to be learning a lot of stuff the students on campus here learn. We're really focusing on this class as a way for producers to learn and to apply what they learn directly to their farming operation. So this class did go through an update in the past year, and that was really to help it make a little more user-friendly in the sense that we have the same videos, all newly recorded. There's 26 different videos, about 4 hours of video content, so fairly short videos. But then the participant goes through some interactive activities where they go through a review of the video content. They play some games with the content and really look at putting some numbers into a financial statement, analyzing it. And then what we do is provide them templates to do their same financial statement on their own farming operation. So really trying to enhance the content of the class. But overall, as Lavelle said, it's really the basics of farm financial management and really designed with the producer in mind.
And then what we would really like people to do once they go through each one of the modules is then take that information and then create their own documents. So go through the balance sheet module and then go through and create their own balance sheet from start to finish, not waiting for the banker to have them do that. Also creating cash flows and income statements and their enterprise budgets, because we know that those things are going to be really, really important to plan for in the 2025 year.
And now is really a great time to start taking that class. And then as we approach the new year, you know, January 1 is a great time to make your balance sheet or update it from last year and do some of those projections. Your enterprise budgeting section will help you put together each enterprise of your farming operation and look for what's going to be more profitable, where is your cost going to be, and really help you plan for the upcoming year, both in those enterprise budgets and that cash flow, and then even your net profitability with your income statement.
And I know this isn't the only financial management course out there, but what makes finances and the farm different from some of those other ones offered?
You know, really, I think it's because we designed this with the producer in mind. We've taken a lot of the information that myself and some of the other farm analysts have learned over the years of working with producers at their kitchen tables, understanding what their finances are, and then also meeting with their lenders and also what their lenders are looking for and how their lenders look at their data, and help producers to understand how they can take that information, use that to their own benefit, and make good decisions. So people can take this as an education only and just do it as an educational course. Or they can also, if they have an FSA loan, one of the requirements is that they go through FSA borrower training. And this course can also be used for that, to fulfill those requirements as well. And that's available both for Kansas producers and then the 10 surrounding states as well. The additional states outside of Kansas, the additional 10 states, that's new this year. We just got approval for that in those 10 states. And we've had good feedback from producers that they've learned a lot. And, you know, our goal is really just to help people to use their own financial data to make their good decisions, because it's very difficult in farming. I mean, it's a lot of balls to manage. And we just want to help people to understand how they can utilize their own information to make those good decisions and be successful going forward.
And I would add to that a little on that FSA borrowers training credit. So we work with students here on campus in our Returning to the Farm class, and we actually have that FSA borrowers training application as an assignment. And if producers have ever looked at that, it is a beast to get through. I think they shortened it down to 17 pages now. It used to be much longer. But I would recommend, if somebody is going to be applying for an FSA loan, especially as a beginning farmer, there's some great opportunities for lower interest rate loans. But taking this class before you apply would be really beneficial, because you can use that balance sheet, you can use that cash flow right on your FSA loan application. So the two really go well together, and you also have that check mark done when you apply that you have these financial training credits completed already.
You mentioned students, beginning farmers. This course really is a benefit to anybody in agriculture though, correct?
That is correct. So yeah, I talked about beginning farmers, but we've had some great comments from our own K-State alumni that have gone through, got an animal science, agronomy, or even ag econ degree, went back farming. And I even see this as an instructor. Until you actually apply what you're learning, some of it just doesn't make sense, other than trying to get, you know, past the final in the class. So we've had a comment in the class this year of just from a K-State alumni, how much they enjoy just this refresher and how much it made a lot more sense now that they're out on the farm doing their own bookkeeping and finances to take this class as a refresher. I would also say that this class is designed for the traditional producer, as far as a cow-calf and a row crop farm that is kind of used as a case farm for some of our activities. But we also have built in there more of a vegetable, honeybee, laying hen kind of farm that would be more marketing at farmers markets and CSA. And so we're really trying to make this class so any producer, whatever business they're starting or returning to, would be able to relate to the activities and the content.
I would also just add one more thing onto what Robin said, is that it's also a great course if you have somebody coming back to the farm, for the older generation and the younger generation to take the class together. And one, it's just a good refresher. And then two, it's a great way to understand how to actually implement that financial information and how the farm has been working with that data, and then help the younger generation to understand what that data is and how the farm is handling it, and kind of tag team that together. When I work with producers on succession, and we often talk about the things that have been passed over to the younger generation to make decisions on, and almost always the work, maybe even ordering the inputs and things like that, the younger generation knows how to do. But it's oftentimes the things around finances, meeting with the lender, things like that, that have not yet been passed over to the younger generation. So this is a great way to kind of use this educational model in with the succession plan as well.
for someone who is interested out there listening today and wants more information, wants to sign up, where can they go to do that? And is there any cost with the course?
So the easiest way to really find out about the course and get registered is to go to our website, agmanager.info, and on the events page. You will see a host of events that we are having right now as we go into the winter season. But as you scroll down on that event page, you're going to be looking for finances and the farm. Now, this course is completely online and at your own pace, which is also why it's really great for producers. So when you register for the class, you actually have 6 months to complete it. But most of the people we see complete it within typically 2 to 3 weeks if you're doing a lesson, maybe 1 or 2 nights a week. So it's not a lot of content to get through, but just making sure you have a good time set aside to work through it. Again, the cost, there's an education-only component that is simply $100, and you can go through the class that way. If you do want that FSA borrower's training credit, there's a little more paperwork, and that is going to be $300. So planning ahead on what course you might need, but again, the content is very similar, and you're going to be learning the same farm management principles no matter which version you take.
Right. That's it for my questions. Anything else that we didn't cover today that one of you would like to add?
We would just really encourage producers to take a look at this course, and we think, especially going into the December, January timeframe, it's the time that people are working on this information, and it's a great course to enhance what you're doing. Also, if people are looking for additional content, we have another course that's also on the Ag Manager page under events, which is risk management on the farm, which goes through crop insurance, government programs, crop marketing, those types of risk programs. That's also available as well. And that's another course people can sign up for as well.
LaBelle Windsor and Robin Reed with Finances and the Farm. LaBelle, Robin, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Greg Deering, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.